This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. Let me start the show by telling you, grab today's Guardian and check out all of these stories in the paper. I'm not saying that this is a comedy Friday. I'm just saying that it's a good time in the paper today. Watson, no move to reconsider abortion rights, says a man representing a cabinet full of men that don't seem to care about women. That's just a joke. But that's not what has me so excited this morning. Hear that song, I Ain't Going Home by Avi. That was a special request from the Sunken Treasure. Dear Spanish government, the Sunken Treasure asked me to play that song for you because they ain't never going home. Yeah, so I ain't going home. You hear that? I am flabbergasted. I lie because I'm also an anti-imperialist, anti-capitalist advocate. So I'm very aware of how easily small island developing states like the Bahamas could become prey to large developed countries that have no spatial awareness. First things first, Spanish government. We in the Bahamas have this piece of legislation called the Proceeds of Crime Act, where you cannot benefit from the proceeds of the crime that you committed. So I want to ask you here to please reconsider your application. Second of all, we could take it to the International Criminal Court of Justice. You know, we could take it to any international court you want. But I have a feeling that the docket is filled with reparation cases right now, and you may have to wait a little while before you could have this matter heard and deemed trivial, frivolous, and a waste of the court's time. But in case you guys don't know what I'm talking about, if you turn to today's Tribune, the top of the fold, Spain's claim on sunken treasures, the main headline. The secondary headline is legal battle looms over who has rights to galleon's fortune. The Bahamas faces a battle with the Spanish government to lay claim to sunken treasure and historical artifacts worth potentially millions of dollars that lie within this nation's waters. Now, Mrs. Sawyer, I know you didn't ask this, but you may ask me, well, what does this have to do with sports, Miss Green? Well, I could tell you what this has to do with sports, right? We're going to talk a lot about basketball today because there's a lot of news about basketball today, and we're going to talk about our potential bid to be in the basketball category in the Olympics for 2024. We can talk about all of that, but guess what? The government is, it seems, moving quickly towards making sloop sailing our national sport. Now, here's why sloop sailing may have to be our national sport. Because we need to get Bahamians back on the waters to protect our islands, our territory, our seabeds. There is an audacity in the air that suggests that people think that they somehow could remove the things that they think are theirs under the watchful eye or under the lack of watchful eyes of the Bahamian government. We need to return sailing to the space it held, the prominence it had. Sailing is an integral part of our lives, our nation, the nation construct, our identity. For who are we if we cannot protect our territory? What type of sovereignty do you claim if you can't stop people from coming in and coming out with all of your treasures? Now, you see, there's some people here, they come in and they come out. They ain't trying to take their treasures, your treasures. They're only trying to take themselves somewhere else. But then you have others that come in and leave with all manner of things that they claim to be their own. I want to say good morning to the quote-unquote Robinson Crusoe family that were featured in BBC, having an adventure in the Bahamas during lockdown, surviving on crawfish in the closed crawfish season, while Bahamians could not survive on crawfish in the closed crawfish season in their own country. Play the song one more time for me, producer. Play it. This is from us to you, Spain. It ain't never going home. It ain't never going home. It is 2022. This is absolutely madness. Unless, of course, you already realize that imperialism and colonialism never went nowhere. They just changed your clothes. Don't know about that. The emperor. Oh, he's changing his clothes. Don't know about that. Anyway, we're going to go to a break. When we come back from the break, I've got Mr. Eric Sawyer III joining me on this Sports Friday.
Sports Friday, yeah.
Yeah, I got very excited. Look here, I can't wait to talk about Kevin Durant and the possibility of Buddy and DeAndre being on the same team. Listen, it's going to be exciting. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. On the... I stay out. I reach home. Open up your mouth. This man drunk. Hot dog sauce. Cause it's 6 in the morning. Sunny and dawn. And now you running out. When I out. I stay out. I reach home.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches. Fidelity, we're good
for you. Like what you're hearing on the show? Want to support the conversation? Sponsor On the Clock today. Call Janet Lees at 302-2304. That's 302-2304. Be the Solution. Sponsor On the Clock with Erin Green, where she dissects, we discuss, and you decide.
Hello? Can you show you something else, boy?
Who this is? Tamika?
You don't even remember my name?
Wow, Dred.
Girl, I've been so busy. You still planning your trip?
Girl, and I can't wait. I right here online booking my car.
You dare planning trip. You vaccinated?
Girl, we had to. We ain't been nowhere since this pandemic started. Girl, and we got a 14-day vacation.
Best vacation ever.
Girl, are you though?
Well, I know you's gonna get the vaccine because you too like travel. When y'all get your vaccine?
Girl, long time. Because you gotta get your first dose, wait, then get your second dose at least 2 weeks before you travel. Johnny get his vaccine and he 12. Even Grammy get hers. Child, and Grammy say she ain't get no money. But I say, ah, I'm not under the mattress.
Child, let me send my list, because I know you're going in shopping.
Keisha, don't play with me.
Vaccinate today, live tomorrow. A message by PAHO WHO, Canada, and USAID.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
This my trunk, hot dog sauce. 'Cause it's 6 in the morning, sun in the morning, now you running low. Woo! Come 20 back, ducks in the morning, y'all don't hear me grass on my lawn, and let me tell you.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It is Friday, the 1st of July. Second set of regattas and homecoming events have started this weekend. You guys go out there and have a good time. Party responsibly, please. We send condolences to the families of the people who died in the in Andrus, not sure if they were at the Crab Fest, but they were suspected sudden deaths. And we say condolences to families, those people.
Yeah, man, one of them I knew well.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Ned. The first fella that...
Passed away.
Tragically passed away, yeah.
And anyway, so y'all be safe. Party responsibly. I want to say party respectfully, too. Yeah, man. Take care of yourselves. Now, Mr. Sawyer, I just got one more story because, you know, this reminded me of Columbus. And I realized we got to be careful. There are some potential Columbuses in the Bahamas, mainly in the Bahamian waters, I've heard.
Uh-huh.
All around here discovering things as if Bahamians have never discovered anything before in their life in their own waters. And... I just wanted to say good morning to them. And yeah, have a great day. Be safe out there. Well, we see you.
Yeah, like how the Knicks discovered Jalen Brunson and gave him more money than he actually... Well, I mean, he's worth it technically because...
Has he won a ring yet?
No, he had a good playoff run. That's it. But the Knicks just is garbage, dog. Garbage.
So how far did he make it in the playoffs?
Sense, bro.
How far did he make it in the playoffs?
He made it to the conference finals with the Dallas Mavericks. But he was a backup to Luka. So, like, you paying a backup $100 million, I mean, technically, due to the NBA's collective bargaining agreement,
right,
he's worth that. But he's not worth that.
When you say, like,
he's worth that
according
on paper.
On paper.
Yeah, but
he has not necessarily performed $100 million worth of salary.
He had a good six-week run, and a six-week run now is worth $25-odd million a year.
I mean, this confuses me and concerns me greatly about basketball, mainly because I'm bitter and jealous. I can never make this type of money doing this sort of thing. I read the story. Bradley Beal agreed to a five-year, $251 million deal with the Wizards.
Yeah.
This is the largest contract in NBA history.
Yeah.
And his 21-22 season ended in January, well before the playoffs.
Yeah.
Well before half the All-Star game, even.
His team sucked anyway, so it didn't matter.
So how do you get into a league, play for a team that sucks, get injured halfway through...
And still get paid?
Not just still get paid. End up with... You injured, and you on the bench right now. Your whole team on the bench. How you end up with the biggest contract in the history of the NBA?
Because of the NBA's collective bargaining agreement, the CBA, he has made all NBA first teams in the past. He's a very good player, you know.
Yeah.
He's a very good player on a crappy team.
I got you.
Yeah. He can, if he was playing this year, he would have made sure that his team got at least the eighth seed. You know, like they're good enough to make the playoffs, but they're not going to make any noise in the playoffs. You know what I mean?
Okay, I got you. And they're certainly not going to make the playoffs without him.
They're not going to make the playoffs without him.
And that's how you know he's worth the money.
Exactly.
So let me ask you a question. Is Kevin Durant worth the money and all of this energy being put out right now behind his potential trade?
Yes, he is. I mean, he's 34 years old. Yes, you know. Okay, I get that.
First of all, Kevin Durant cannot be 34 years old. This boy looked like my boy, uncle, who used to play ball in the night league back in the day and embarrass brothers them, who are now politicians. Are you talking about the 80s? He cannot be 34. And why he look like he don't put on any weight? And how effective or successful can a big man be on the boards in the next 4 years? Because he got a four-year contract, right? Whoever takes him
has
guaranteed
to hold him for 4 years, yeah. See, the thing about Kevin Durant is he is one of, if not the best all-around scorer in NBA history. He can get a shot from anywhere. He has taken over the role that used to be the role of Carmelo Anthony. Carmelo Anthony used to be able to get his shot anywhere on the court with ease until Kevin Durant came and showed the league, yeah, I don't need to be as big as Carmelo. I'm taller than Carmelo, and I shoot better than Carmelo. Now, he's not a splash brother in terms of three-point percentages, but his mid-range game, getting around the rim, because from he raises up, he's already 7 feet tall. So, and he has ball handling skills because he had a growth spurt when he was, 14? And that's what had him so tall because he was a guard. He was a guard. And that's why he has good
so
ball handling
So he came
skills.
Into the game with and learning the fundamentals as a guard.
As a guard. And then he had a growth spurt in there to move him to forward and center and whatnot. But he never lost his dribbling skills. So that's why he can demand the ball, a seven-footer, and bring the ball up court. And no one's going to, I wouldn't say no one. His ball is going to be very difficult to steal.
Yeah.
But he's worth the money, from what I understand. But the latest report came out as I was coming up the stairs that the Celtics are interested in getting him, which means that they'd have to part with Tatum or Brown or maybe even both.
Wow.
To get him.
Jace Brennan. You've been missing since the Celtics lost.
Yeah, he ain't won't
call. Call in, listen, my last name is Green. You in good company. I ain't let nobody diss of the Celtics while you, not diss him apart. Hard.
He ain't won't call. Tied high on the side. Boy, tied high, brother. Yeah, don't man. Call here and tell me nothing. One of my good friends, I know he ain't listening. I know he's sleeping because he had to go to work for 12 o'clock last night.
Oh,
one of my good friends can tell me I saw him yesterday evening. And we say, hey, well, listen, aren't you a LeBron fan? Did you see your team in the playoffs? I said, no. Well, it's better to see your team in the playoffs, make it as far as we did than to not have your team there at all. I said, yeah, that sounds like a very good loser line right there.
I was about to say.
That's a consolation line right there.
Yeah. Because you spend a lot of energy you didn't have to spend. You might as well just
take up
your ankles and start practicing from then.
That's what I said, man. You know, grab the basketball and go to the regular gyms, man. You're wasting people's harder and time, energy, and money to lose.
But not just that. Was it worth the psychological?
I lose three straight. First time since 2021. You all lose three straight.
Was it worth? Was worth the psychological damage? Right.
It was worth it for me to inflict it. Yes, it was. It still is. It's still because Celtic fans are some of the most quote unquote smartest fans ever. But because this is radio, I can't say what else. They smart, all right.
No, apparently...
Smart Alex.
Listen, apparently Boston fans...
Boston.
Or Boston.
I was there last week, you know.
Yeah.
I was there last week, you know.
Yeah.
I just came back Wednesday morning. I was there.
Were they still mad?
They still mad. And it was good rubbing it in. Like, I stopped a police officer and say, hello, good day, sir. Are you a Celtic fan? Oh, yeah, my whole life. I'm a Celtic fan, yeah. I said, listen, I am from the Bahamas. The land of Klay Thompson.
Listen, please call the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and tell them, put out a notice, right? Please be aware, if you go into Boston, be careful.
I walked right up to the police officer and smeared it in his face. I said, hey, so there's no ticker tape on the ground, eh? Didn't have to clean up any ticker tape, eh? I mean, you didn't win, eh? No victory parade for you.
Okay, but you get upset when I talk to...
You guys have a Larry.
Like that?
You guys have a Larry Bird trophy, not a Larry O'Brien. Aha!
Okay, so Durant he's looking at the Suns, he's looking at the Heat, he's looking at the Nets. Then I heard the Celtics. You say the Celtics won him.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. The Celtics are on. Yeah.
Now, how likely is it that he's gonna go to the Suns? And if he goes to the Suns, what's gonna happen to DeAndre?
DeAndre gotta go. DeAndre can get traded to the Celtics.
I mean, that's a given.
Yeah,
DeAndre,
Miles Bridges, Cam Johnson, maybe.
Yeah.
A couple of draft picks, for sure. Whoever's getting Durant has to give up the next 5 years of their future.
Yeah.
In terms of players, bench players, supporting cast, and draft picks.
Because that's how much this boy is
worth. That's how much this boy is worth.
So listen, I didn't just...
He could beat everybody who you can trade him for.
Yeah, I didn't just play that song for the Spanish government and the lawyers them, you know. Mm-hmm. I also played that song for Kevin Durant. Because he said he ain't never going back. Wherever that boy Kyrie is, he ain't never going back there. What's the tension between the two of them, man?
There's no tension. It's just... But they realize it ain't gonna work in Brooklyn. And there are some pundits that are saying that Kevin Durant, wherever he goes, he's gonna play for 1 year, no matter what the outcome is.
Yeah.
And the goal is to get to LA and play with the King. The two of them.
No, man.
Yeah, man.
You sure? No, and I don't say that because I don't think it's viable or I don't think that is possible. I said that because when I was reading last night, NBA.com, there's a great place to read. NBA Twitter, where the fans come in mm-hmm. and register. And they talked about him potentially going to the Lakers, but it didn't seem like he wanted to go. It seemed like the fans wanted him to go there.
Yeah, the money have to work out properly.
And so, I'm glad you let me say it. One thing we do know is that if he goes to the Lakers, per this headline, Lakers still trying to trade for Kyrie Irving in a deal centered on Russell Westbrook. If Durant or Kyrie go to the Lakers.
That's what they're trying to do. If you could get Kyrie to come now.
Yeah.
Then you could get Durant to again say, trade me.
And let him follow him.
Yeah.
Okay, so they a problem with him and Kyrie playing together. No, it's where they play together.
Exactly.
So let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Because this is going to be a big tension between where Kevin Durant wants to go and what his... what the team wants, mm-hmm. right? And what the team wants
is the future.
Yeah. Especially if you're leaving us.
Right.
Why would you be so biggity about how we negotiate your exit?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there's big, big tension between the star players and the back office and their negotiations.
Yeah, and you know who started that? To give the players power to do things like this?
Charles Barkley.
LeBron James.
No, man, Charles Barkley.
LeBron James. When he made the decision, when he had the show, that's the first time a player actually went on TV and said, I want to be traded. Charles Barkley said it a little bit in the media back in 92.
Yeah.
When he was leaving the Sixers to go to the Suns. But not as big as LeBron actually sitting on TV and saying, I'm taking my talents to South Beach.
Yeah.
And that gave the power to the players for the first time. You know, because many people forget. Yeah, the Bulls got 6 championships in 8 years. Scottie Pippen wanted more money from 1997, you know. And the owner, Jerry Krause, said, hey, we gave you a 10-year, $40 million deal back in 91. You can play this contract out. We ain't giving you a dollar more. Only Jordan was paid $30-odd million per year every year that last three-peat, you know.
Hold on, and Pippen was only making $4 million a year?
$4 million a year.
And he was still passing the ball to Jordan?
But because of the fact that he was a poor boy from Central Arkansas, $40 million seemed like $400 million at the time. He had to sign.
He's supporting communities, everybody.
Communities, families, everything. Now his son, Scottie Pippen Jr., now plays for the Lakers, by the way, along with Shaq's son, Shaquille O'Neal. They now play for the Lakers.
Okay.
They were drafted
last week. Yeah. So I even heard talk of the Lakers being interested in Buddy.
I heard talk of that. I'm not sure the Lakers could afford Buddy and Kyrie and KD.
What happens to LeBron if any one of, well, Buddy, no, but if Kyrie or KD or both or the three of them come over, what happens to LeBron?
Well, LeBron only has to facilitate.
In terms of the money, in terms of staying on the roster, we know.
Oh, no, he'll just restructure his contract, man. He'll restructure his contract. LeBron is a billionaire. He ain't worrying about the $40 million he's making in the league. Because you know, he's getting money from Wheaties and everybody that says that Space Jam 2 is garbage. That's fine. The only way you knew it was garbage is if you watched it.
Listen.
Which means that you also put money in LeBron's pocket. And every time you turn it on, every time you scream it.
Yeah, and maybe y'all don't understand this. Y'all remember Steve Guttenberg?
Yeah.
Steve Guttenberg was the boy in Police Academy, right?
Yeah, he was.
Right, and then he made the movie with Zozo, the dolphin, and the pot cake. Maybe made a movie with the dolphin and the pot cake. That boy transitioned to family movies so quickly. And he's a I'm sure he's a billionaire right
yes.
now. Right? And you see Eddie Murphy did it. Chris Rock did it.
Yeah.
All of these guys did it, right?
Yeah.
They realized that you make the money off the court, but you're in the residuals, and they'll always be cheering to watch movie.
Always be kids to say, I want to watch that movie. I like basketball. Let me watch the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
You might think it's garbage.
Listen, we have a call, and I'm hoping it's Jay's brain and on the line.
I hope.
Or maybe Naughty. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Why you don't open his name?
Sorry. because Eric Sawyer don't like to play pork and use Bohemian. You like to play Bohemian things. How you doing?
Doing well, man. How you doing, buddy?
I'm well. Can't complain, man. How you doing?
Can't complain. No, I can't complain. I got a Dolphins look. Everybody you play football. You like got a Dolphins look?
Yeah, I got a Dolphins look. Good for the first round exit, man. They look good.
Hold on, man. Don't drop that on me, man.
They look good.
What
they leaving.
What do you mean exit?
They can get beat in the first round. There's no way Tua can't get that ball to Tyreek Hill in time. His left arm ain't strong enough.
He's making a playoff, buddy.
Yeah. I said you're making the playoffs first round, though.
Okay.
Wild card. That's it. You're going.
When's the last time the Dolphins made the playoffs?
Who cares?
I mean,
72.
No. That's the last time y'all won the Super Bowl. Made the Super Bowl, my team beat y'all.
But then again, we was undefeated. Nobody ever.
Oh, here we go. With the 50-year argument now. Here we go.
Nobody ever had
I got it. 3 score and 10 years ago. The Dolphins.
Back when TV was black and white,
that's right,
and Nassau ended by Town Center Mall. That's the last time we won a Super Bowl.
Don't forget, we celebrated 50 years.
Here we go.
So we gotta look back. That's one of the things we gotta look back on.
All right. So listen, what's your call? How far you think the Dolphins can make it this season?
I have faith. Dolphins could make it all the way.
Dolphins to the Super Bowl this year.
Possibility. But I know for sure. Playoff this year. But Aaron, you are wearing your flag.
Are we wearing our flag colors?
I am wearing my flag colors.
You're wearing your clothes.
I am wearing my flag colors. Sir.
So
yes,
today,
sir.
Today is supposed to be Wear Your Colors Day, right?
No, every Friday for the month of July.
Flag day.
It's flag day.
It's flag day.
They keep changing it. It used to be on July 4th, and I was so. I mean, listen, dear American friends, brothers and sisters. I love you all very much, but I really did enjoy wearing my Bohemian flag colors on 4th of July. I can wear them later.
Yeah, but you got a weekend, man. You can wear it on a weekend. You can wear it tomorrow.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, tomorrow, but there's flag. You don't got no flag on you?
Yeah, man. She have a tassel on.
Don't watch nothing.
Okay, man. I'll make sure you're patriotic, you see?
Most definitely.
Listen, and I agree with you because I sitting here following Mr. Sawyer and starting with that NBA news, with that good foreign sports news. And I even tell you all not a Bahamian story about how Azaria Smith got a full ride to IMG Academy, which is a...
On Monday, though, we can make that a Bahamian day.
But today's Culture Day.
What culture?
Our culture.
Yeah, we got days coming up, man.
Yeah, man. Today's always Bohemian Culture Day.
And then next week, Monday, is a holiday.
Bring that up to July 10th on a Sunday, you know?
Yeah, I got you. You're right.
Yeah, talk Bohemian every day. Talk Bohemian music, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, original Bohemian music, though. No copies. I don't even like the copies.
No, man. Sometimes you got to play the copies because, see, the Bohemian original is one thing. But when a Bohemian goes out there and takes what you do and make it better, make it the best version that it could have possibly been, that's Bohemian.
That's why we call it Drunkanoo.
Drunkanoo. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Yeah, man.
You too, man. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for infusing the Bohemian in the vibe. Mr. Sawyer, let me get to some little local stories. We can read some headlines.
Go on.
Elite athletes put on a show at Nationals, as expected. Shawnee Miller-Weibo. At the Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. She took the 200 meters and the 400 meters. Devin Shelton.
Oh, I know she had a crowd out there.
Yeah. And it's good to see. It's good that young Bohemians could go out and see that star power face to face.
Yeah, this is a world and Olympic champion right here.
Yeah. Just
Eden Bambusha.
Yeah, just looking at the picture in the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Man, look here. Not only did I felt proud.
And she cool, you know. Shawnee Miller-Weibo, she cool, you know.
Yeah.
Like she ain't somebody that's, you know.
Well, listen, after she did the dive.
Yeah, okay.
After she did that dive, you know, she is the coolest person in the world.
Now, mind you now.
Yeah.
Her alma mater still is SAC, mind you. So she does have one flaw in her life.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, maybe maybe we still have to thank SAC because she had to push out of there.
Yeah.
She had to push out of there.
Yeah, she had to get out of there.
Thank you, SAC. We could thank you.
Get away from the cult.
We could thank you very much for producing a Shawnee Miller.
Weibo.
No, I mean,
Yeah.
Right.
After.
Listen, we want to say, we got to remember to support Mullings and Thompson as they're headed to the Worlds and to compete at the Commonwealth Games. Kendrick Thompson is headed to the Commonwealth Games in the decathlon, and Mullings is headed to, the World Athletics Outdoor Championships later this summer. We got to say congratulations to Higgs and Weech, 14-year-old Ilian Higgs. And, I forgot Weech's first name. But they have, Joshua Weech, who's 16 years old. They emerged as the nation's top-ranked boy and girl in the laser sailboat class. And they are going to represent the Bahamas, I think, later this month. Now, here's the thing about the two of them that I just wanted to mention. From they get in their boat, they ain't lose a race. For Miss Higgs, first or second, all local competition.
I have an ethnically horrible joke I'm going to crack off here.
Okay.
Can't crack that on here. But did you see? Buddy is heading the training camp for the Bahamas National Team.
Yes, with Coach Yo.
Buddy
on
is
on the
heading.
Side, yeah.
So Buddy is in town and he's showing these fellas, look, when you're tired, that's when we go play.
Exactly.
That's when we train. That's when we lift weights. When you're tired.
And that's what your parents is trying to teach you. See here, when you're crying, that's when I can beat you. You can learn to endure this. But I'm very glad to see that. That means we do have a serious run. Now, Kai Jones was here. He's participating.
Still
he's still there. Good, because he needs to be at the camp.
He at the camp, but he's also in the gym. He's trying to gain at least 15 more muscle pounds.
Right.
He weightlifting.
Yeah. Good, because when I saw him, Kai, anybody have a problem with the blue hair?
He needs some grits, man.
Right, that's all we're saying is when you wear blue hair, they could tease you on the court, you need the weight.
He needs some grits, man.
Behind that. And so Kai Jones was at the Denico Bowles Elite Skills Basketball Camp. I'm sure I pronounced the first name incorrectly, but it's the 9th annual Bowles Elite Skills Basketball Camp. And so we want to say thank you to Kai Jones for stepping up and taking part with the young people. We're glad you're in town. And make sure you head over. Well, at least I think they were in Miami. Buddy and the senior men's national team. They're getting ready for their game today against the U.S. Virgin Islands in USVI Sport and Fitness Center. And then they will be playing.
I wonder if I can come on TV. Anybody from Cable Bombers out there listening? Let us know, man. Send a text message. Y'all know how to text and let us know when the bill due.
Right. And if you can't get us in the first game, get us in the second game. The
Bahamas.
I think it's in the Bahamas. At the Bahama Resort against the Dominican Republic. So
yeah, man, let's go watch that Monday night, man.
If y'all don't go watch it, Cable Bahamas, please broadcast it.
Yeah,
so we could see it. This is the sort of thing that we need to
see.
Come on,
man. We gotta start. We gotta start the support, man.
Right.
Start to encourage us watching us instead of only waiting to see when we win. Because you know, like the Bahamians, you know, hey, we win the whole Olympics when we.
Yeah. Don't be an Aaron. Don't support your team
We win the whole NBA final. When you win, all your Bahamians there for you. But come on, man. We gotta get in this. Struggle to get them out.
And listen, so we, 16 teams will compete in the Americas region, vying for 7 spots. The top 3 teams from each group will qualify for the second round of qualifiers. Right now, we are in slot number 3. Of the 3, we're in the group with Canada, Dominican Republic, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, right? So
we always beaten the Virgin Islands. Like, that's a given.
Yeah, but let's be polite because we go in there to beat them this time.
That's fine.
We just need to beat them.
Dying the first time. It's just like the 49ers. We always beating the Cowboys and the Packers. No matter where we play them in the playoffs, we can beat them. No matter where we play them. Hey, Cowgirl fans out there. Hey, Packer fans, are they all packing boys? Y'all don't know except going to the grocery store.
All right, I got a text here for you. Hello, KD will be in Miami. I wish black professional players realize those millions do not belong to them alone and should start sharing to an all-black nation for 400 years of oppression. Wake up, all actors who got rich exploiting black people. Well, dear texter, first of all, I love the way that you infuse politics in this.
Yeah, man, you have a point.
Right?
You have a point, because it's a lot of money for... Jalen Brunson is what, 23, 24?
Yeah.
Maybe. He's now worth $25 million. Every year for the next 4 years?
Yeah. And so...
This boy wasn't playing ball 10 years ago. He was garbage. His daddy had to help him
wasn't allowed outside the house once his son was down.
He was playing ball in his driveway. Like, there was a story about that. He asked his daddy to help him in the driveway and teach him how to play ball.
Now, I mean, that's really...
worth $25 million. Yeah, it's a feel-good story, but, bruh, come on. You could give up at least $24 million of that and still be rich.
Well... Here's what it is. You can invest.
Yes, something.
The vast majority of what you
give
make
back,
and
donate.
Still live.
Yeah.
Right?
Donate. And, give back. You know.
And
sponsor.
Yeah. Something.
You know, each one teach one. Each one reach one. Each one help one, man. Come on, man.
Yeah. And you can be building, right? And so this is what we ask of our Bahamian athletes all the time, right? You out there making that big salary, come back and invest some of that in building more talent or building spaces for the growth of more talent. But it's also, I think, a conversation for our young players, for Kai, for Buddy, for DeAndre, right? That don't get lost in the money negotiations, right? Don't lose an opportunity to be a part of a stellar team. Don't lose an opportunity to spend a couple of years with what will turn out to be the best coach you ever had, right? Don't lose an opportunity for an experience because you think you're worth more money before realizing the full potential of what you could do with the money you're getting right now.
Exactly.
You know? And then don't let the money get to your head, especially to these young players. You got a story here that shocked the life out of me, to be honest. Miles Bridges arrested on the eve of free agency, right? Arrested on the eve of free agency. Charlotte Hornets forward Miles Bridges was arrested Wednesday in L.A. after a warrant was issued, according to the L.A. Police Department. It turns out, I think it's suspected, felony domestic violence charges. That's the 30th of June. On the 29th of June, the day before that story came out on NBANews.com, Charlotte Hornets general manager announced today that they have extended qualifying offers to Miles Bridges and Cody Martin. In less than 24 hours, this boy's life could have been completely turned around.
He had an Antonio Brown moment.
Boy, look here,
He was with the Raiders. He had an Antonio Brown moment.
Yeah.
For those of you that know, if you know, you know. Aaron, you know?
No,
you
don't. I know now.
Yeah, I know now. Antonio Brown literally had to sit down for 72 hours, don't text his ex-girlfriend, and he would have gotten $30 million guaranteed money wired to his account. You know he texted again?
No, sir.
He texted again. Thursday.
To tell her what?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
What he texted? He texted to say, listen,
I hate you, or something like that.
The boat with the drugs are coming at 8? That's what is the code for the Bitcoin account?
$30 million, he just kissed away. Just poof. All because he had to text the gal and tell the gal something.
Right, and so there's this thing about professional sports. Like I say...
But somebody gave me $30 million to not say nothing to you, but you wouldn't see my mode pin up right now, Aaron. Sew it right up.
I can call the church. I ain't been to church in 20 years. I can call the church and tell them, look here, bring something and sew it up.
I might as well inform you. I don't have nothing to say to nobody.
Your whole country, look here, see, if you were a Bahamian, the whole BTC would have done call AT&T and tell them, shut that voice service
off right now.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so like I said, he had a moment. He had an Antonio Brown moment.
Right, imagine you have the potential to be a Bradley Beal and get the greatest NBA contract ever.
Something close, at least.
The largest ever. Mm-hmm. And that's what you did. Okay, so look here. Are we going to see Buddy and DeAndre together at the Pacers.
In Indiana?
People want it.
We may, yeah. People want it. I mean, the money have to work properly.
Yeah.
You know, both teams have to want what they can get, you know, and Miles Turner is more athletic at this time and bigger than DeAndre Ayton, size-wise, not height-wise, size-wise. Yeah. So he'll work better on the fast break, not necessarily on the pick and roll, because, you know, but DeAndre is money.
Yeah, on the pick and roll.
Yeah, 8 to 10 feet from the basket, he's money.
Yeah.
And he does have a soft jumper, but so in that respect, if the Suns want to speed up the tempo, it would look better on the court with Miles Turner. Now, Chris Paul going to have to lose a little bit of weight because he's going to have to get a little bit leaner because now, you know, like if you go faster.
Much, much faster game.
Exactly. It's going to be a faster game. If you do
and you can carry your weight with you in the air.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Much like in 2015 when LeBron went back to the Cavaliers. He was playing with Dwayne Wade with the Heat.
Yeah.
And so immediately, you know, it was a big deal. He made it a big deal. All summer, no carbs, no bread, no rice, no pasta.
Take off that weight.
And he lost 25 pounds to be able to play with Kyrie.
Yeah.
This was a faster game.
This is a
faster teammate.
I like this for y'all men. I like that y'all have these sports to fill your time, you know, fill your concerns. I don't understand. How could man be out there, sweetheart, and there's so much to follow in your favorite sport? I mean, it's fascinating once you delve deep into it. It's less, for me, it's the excitement less about the play and it's about the machinations and the political culture at the top of the game, how the game is directed off the court versus on the court, you know?
We love it.
Yeah, man.
We love it.
I'm glad you all have this for you. I see we got a caller on the line there, producer. We coming to you, caller, in a second, and then we got to talk about Jazz before.
Yeah, Jazz can be an all-star game, bro.
Yeah. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good.
Listen.
Uh-huh.
Since we talking about Aaron, I want to ask your guest.
Uh-huh.
What do you think of the longevity of the Golden State Warriors? In my opinion, this is the first team that you would call a dynasty that has a succession plan because of all the young fellas like Wiggins and Poole. How long you think they could reign? And what do you think the what team do you think is the super team to dethrone them?
Okay, they can reign as long as they don't. As long as the injury bug doesn't come back and bite them. Reason being is because they're a very smart team, led by Draymond Green. Yes, say what you want about his antics and whatnot. He's a great basketball mind. And the team only goes as far as he carries them. He is the crux. He is the...
That's very interesting you said that about Draymond Green. You know, I like your synopsis because I haven't heard Draymond Green mentioned before Steph Curry and the rest of them. But I think you're right because of East Sahara's defense, and defense has been championship.
Right. And he is the key player in what is called a hockey assist. He'll pass the ball to somebody on the wing to then pass the ball to the cutter to the rim. He starts the offense at the top of the key. Like, he is the hinge. Without him, the team goes nowhere. Well, I wouldn't say that. Every part is...
It makes it more
every
difficult.
Part is, exactly. Every part... Yeah. Every part is important.
Yes. And the thing about it is, and he's the facilitator and the passer, and you can't leave him open because he's a very good scorer.
When he needs to be, yeah.
Yeah. You make it a point. So you're saying him at 32, getting at 32, him and Ting, if you think he got another 2-3 years in him?
With the way he plays ball, he got another 5 years in him.
Because he is not that aggressive to the rim and taking all of them hard fouls and all of that. That's what you
saying? That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
He'll take it when necessary. Like, you know, if Chris Paul under the rim, he can drive and get under there. But I guarantee you, if DeAndre Ayton under the rim, he can take a jump shot. He's not going to be wild. He's not going to get wild.
So he's smart. He's a smart player.
He's a very smart player. You need to watch his podcast, The Volume. Yeah, you need to watch it on YouTube. He's a very cerebral player. Now, with the young players that are there, if they smart, you sit down at the feet of Curry, Clay, and Draymond, And you learn this game, the ins and outs, the X's and O's.
I think they already started because Wiggins is a flop. You know, he's coming out. He's supposed to be the next LeBron James when he first come out number one, right? And then he didn't find his game until he started with Steph Curry then. And then the pool the same way.
Exactly.
I think they're learning it. I think you're right for that, too.
Yeah. They're learning the game.
They're learning the game, and they're playing an integral role inside that championship run.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, trust me. Especially game five and game six.
Yeah, both of them.
Wiggins with all of those rebounds was...
Monster, man.
He was a monster. Now, what do you need to do? And on the offensive rebound,
to give Steph Curry another three-point shot.
Exactly. Because in the Western Conference Finals, it was oh, God. What's your boy name? What's the tall fella name? Oh, man.
They all just look handsome to me. I can't remember which one you're talking about.
There's a tall fella who grab all kind of rebounds against the Mavericks. Oh, God. What do you name? Oh, man. He already has rings with them already in 17 and 18. He was injured last year as well. He's another crucial player. He understands how to win, too.
I saw his name. I know who you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know him personally, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, man. He knows Thank how to you. Win as well.
Thank you, caller. You still there?
He gone, Massey.
Yeah. It's where I thought I could hear him. But look here, thank you very much, caller. Sawyer Boy, I got a text for you. Not the other Sawyer Boy. Sawyer Boy, I can call you later. But I got a good text for you. That's what they call you in the text, right? They say, I want to tell Sawyer Boy how much I appreciate his analysis. I don't know what level he's at in terms of game analysis, but I recognize a discussion beyond. He's my boy. He's the best. Nobody could touch him. He actually discusses skills and technique and assesses the player on objective criteria. That's my uninitiated listening ear talking.
Thank you.
Thank you, Texas. That's why I have him. From we just talk foolishness at the spot, right? And talk a thing or two. Mm-hmm. I know this boy know what he's talking about. To the point where I'm concerned that the other pundits may be out there and say, man, look here, let me borrow the Sawyer boy for a moment. It was Looney who got those rebounds. Miami or nothing.
Looney. Yeah. Looney. That's his name. Kevon Looney. Yeah, man. I couldn't remember. But he was crucial in the Mavericks series.
Yeah.
You know? And the thing about the Warriors is next man up.
Yeah.
Next man up mentality, you know? And they have a very good chance of being a juggernaut over the next 5 to 7 years. Now, what I can't wait and what I'm hoping for is that a rivalry starts between them and the Grizzlies.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ja Morant just got paid his money too, you know. 5 years, $197 million.
With the Grizzlies?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, he just got an extension, yeah.
Okay, now, does Ja Morant have the background cast?
He does.
To push him forward?
He does.
Yeah.
He does.
He's not going to be
a... young. They didn't know how good... They don't really know how good they are yet, you know.
He's not going to be an Iverson, right?
I hope not. Oh,
yeah.
God.
What wasted talent.
I tell you, man.
Look here, when I learned Iverson came from football to basketball, I see he had a very talented...
That's why his speed was such.
Yeah. I dance on you. I think we got one more caller. Caller, you're on the clock.
Yeah, I call it late. But I disagree with your caller with Raymond Green and Steph Curry. I think Steph Curry is the key man.
Okay.
Yeah, Steph Curry because of it. If he ain't in that lineup, they can't win. You know, Raymond Green, Steph Curry's the key man.
Now, Steph Curry's bringing the points when he's on, but for me,
exactly.
I would have thought that it's about Steph's demeanor and composure.
Right. Steph is the leader on the court. Steph is the leader on the court. But off the court, in terms of getting these fellas' minds right and knowing where they have to be play by play, Draymond Green holds that team accountable. Now, Steph is coming into that role, but Draymond always had that role. You know,
right.
He's like the
glue to keep them together.
Exactly.
When one man... Missing, if they had no Steph Curry, I don't think they would get no play.
If they had Klay Thompson, they wasn't going nowhere. Believe it or not, they was not getting out of the West without Klay.
All right.
I think he came back in the right time.
And Klay ain't even 100% yet.
What's his name? Poole shoot the ball well, and Reagan came playing very well. And by the way, I'm a diehard Boston Celtics, so.
Condolences. No, sorry. Let me not be so politically correct. Ha ha. Glad you lost, buddy.
We could be at next year. Trust me.
Yeah, you could be right there losing in the first round. You got
it. Yeah, y'all hear my music, right? That means I got to go. I got to try squeeze these couple little last headlines in.
Hurry.
Now, Mr. Sawyer, I've had some tension on my heart to talk about this Jonquil thing. Maybe one day we could talk about it. But people have been talking about it, and for me, that's the most important thing.
Yeah.
That we're not afraid to talk about it, right?
Jonquil made a big deal about nothing.
Feeling that, but not about nothing, but it was a big deal. Too much of a deal.
It was a big deal to her, but it's about absolutely nothing.
But I don't think Bahamians was dissing her because she's gay.
No.
And that's the most important
part.
No,
it ain't even that. We've had how many other people that were sponsored by BTC
who are no longer sponsored by
BTC
and then people who are gay who are being sponsored.
Come on, man.
I got you. Big Three set to return to the Bahamas. An Aftershock amateur boxing show in honor of Ray Minus. That was the gloves up, gloves down. And I have to tell you, the next event they're having is the Heroes versus Villains amateur boxing show.
The Big Three can be here too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And Jazz made it. He's an all-star ballot finalist. So you got to go back to
MLB.com
and vote all the way up until July 8th.
Yeah, man. So we got till next Friday, people. Let's vote.
Give Jazz your votes. And look here, a round of applause to the gentleman that played the national anthem on the saxophone at the Heritage event at the Marlins game. My boy, you did
good.
A great job.
Yeah, man, good going. Good going.
Look here, to all the Bahamians out there, Avi say, it's time to swing. But don't
Happy
swing
National Flag Day.
Yes, don't swing that dial. Say the Guardian Radio all day, 96.9 FM. Guardian Radio is up next. And tell them again, Eric, about the shirt. Wear your shirt every Friday.
Wear your shirt every Friday, man. You got the whole month. To show your Bahamian and national pride. Come on, let's do it.
Absolutely.
Let's get out there. We are 2 years inside, you know. 2 years.
We outside,
y'all.
Outside,
buddy.
Anyway, thank you, producer. Have a great day, Bahamas.
Put your body in a trance. In a trance. And do this brand new dance. Everybody out of swing.